We're continuing our Binyan HaBayit class, where we left off last class. And I don't know if you guys remember last class, so let me remind you. We ended class with my playing fortune teller. You remember?
Yeah.
And we went to that deep, dark place in people's hearts where people don't like to go. And I would like to focus on the light that is within tonight. I have to tell you that the faces when people left class last time were so depressed. I went home and asked myself if it was a good class or a bad class. I was like asking myself. So I went home and re-listened to the whole class. And I decided that we focused maybe too strongly on what's deep and dark inside of us. And I decided because of that to have this class tonight, which is really a follow-up to last week's. So let's begin. And being that we're going from the darkness into the light, as we know, that was creation, right? Creation began with darkness. So we're going to have to revisit last week's class to advance into this week's class. Let's review a few of the points we made last week. We discussed the famous mashal of v'anefesh lo timaleh, that the soul can never be full when you try to fill it with the mundane. We discussed the mashal of the princess and the shepherd, that he keeps trying to feed her and she's never happy. And we explained how Chazal tell us this mashal about the lives we lead, where we try to fulfill our yearning and our loneliness with physical that will never satiate us. And that's why we said there's a perpetual feeling of loneliness, a perpetual feeling of dissatisfaction with life. And I want us tonight to break down the sadness that is within us. Maybe we won't cover all aspects of the sadness, and I want us to go from there into how we build happiness. And the reason this class is so key, I hope, if we get the points across well, the reason this class is so key is because when we develop a perspective on ourselves, how to be happy within, that is also the key to being happy with others. More often than not, our response to other people stems from where we are holding in life. Our capacity to be happy within a marriage, to be happy with our children, to be happy with a relationship, is more often a reflection of where we are holding in life than where the marriage is holding or where our children are holding. And we'll expand on that, but first, let's begin with two things. Let's begin maybe with a song. We have a CD here. Nathan, you'll help me out. And I wrote down the words of the song in Hebrew and in English, so you guys can follow. Oh boy, let's see if I can find it here. Here we go. This is the CD. Okay. Now the words to this song. Okay. If we could give out the words, you have them here. The two sides to the page. The other side are the notes to the class. I thought you guys might want my notes too. You have the words, and maybe think about what the meaning of the song is. Could you put it on full volume? You want to give out the papers? Toda rabah. Thank you. Nach, we couldn't have done it without you. Toda rabah.
You went to
coffee?
Yeah, I went to copy it.
I'll also need a copy at the end. Let's see. 1 second. I don't know which song it is. I can tell you. Oh. If you go to my computer. Okay, so I'll tell you which track, just a second. It's track. Maybe try track 7. It's either 6 or 7. Four. It's maybe 6. Can I try for a second?
You don't have Windows Media Player? You don't have Windows Media Player?
Don't have what?
Windows Media Player.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's called Windows. Yeah.
That's not the one. Guys, give me 1 second. One more. This is it, guys. You have the words in Hebrew and in English. You guys want to hear it one more time?
Yes.
Now you have the words in Hebrew and in English. But think about the meaning, because this is I would call it maybe Israeli poetry. There's a lot of depth. He uses words from Chazal and a lot of thought from Breslov. But you have the words. Think about what he's saying. His name is Shuli Rend. You guys can think about the song. We won't talk about it yet. Let's begin by going back to what we discussed last week. If we break down the sadness that's within every person, we're going to see that it breaks down to certain points. And I think in this song you have part of the answer, which we'll talk about, to being a happy person, to seeing light within marriage, to seeing light within darkness. We're going to get back to this song. But I want us first to go back to where we were last week. Do we have extra copies? We should have extra copies. Where are all the extra copies, guys? I need my notes too, you know. Ah, thank you. Tadaba. Any more? No. So hold on to your copies. That's okay. Okay. So let's see. If we have to take point number one, let's call it disappointment. Every person within has a certain disappointment. It feels like I'm not who I'd like to be. I haven't accomplished what I would have liked to accomplish by now. What we might call missed potential. Now, this is a general feeling. And it encompasses all kinds of things from our past and present. When a person thinks about where he could be, where he is, that's one aspect. Number two is remorse, which is slightly different because remorse is more exact. It's about specifics. It's about specific actions that we did. Now, so remorse. And the third point goes back to what we discussed last week also, the quest for happiness up the wrong alleys, which can sometimes lead us to do all kinds of things, which we might call the animalistic tendencies. And this is what we focused on last week, the fact that we sometimes, not sometimes, usually think that if we pursue the physical, we'll be happy. Whatever. That will make us happy. And then, when we get there, it's not what we thought it would be. The person gets some of the things, and every time he's disappointed. And then a person is left with this, let's call it three parts of a puzzle, and it's cyclical, it's repetitive. Person finds himself repeating the same cycle, ending each year looking back and saying, I'm not where I want to be. He has the same disappointment. Ending each year and looking back at what he had done that year and having remorse. And ending each year telling himself, I'm trying. Maybe I should try harder up this route. Now, so the question is, if we want to work out of those three, we should first find a common denominator. And the common denominator, if you'll notice, between all three of these, disappointment, remorse, animalistic tendencies, pursuit physical, that's what's going to make me happy. All of these are either in the past or in the present. None of them are in the future. Some might be in the present, but usually they're focused on the past. And if you'll think about anything that makes you sad, you'll see that most often it is focused on the past. The light that Hashem gives us, the light of tshuva and the light of Torah, focuses on the future. It doesn't only tell us, tshuva isn't only about fixing the past. Tshuva is about building the future. The second the person stops and tells himself, I am not bound by my past. I'm not bound by the disappointments of yesterday. I'm not bound by the remorse over what I haven't done yesterday. The second a person stops and says, the past does not define the future, that's the moment a person can start building his life into what he would like it to be. Now, all of you sitting in this classroom know that, because you got to this classroom because you decided that your pasts aren't going to define your futures. All of you come from a background that is not Mahon Meir, and you've decided that you're going to build a life. But sometimes when you enter Machon Meir and you start learning the mitzvot, you start learning what should have been, what can happen is that instead of focusing on the future, instead of focusing on the happiness, on the potential, people look back and say, wait a second, but I haven't. And those of you who have been in Machon Meir or out of Machon Meir for a few years can attest that after you leave Machon Meir, there's even a greater tendency to focus on those three. Because when a person leaves Machon Meir, he has expectations of himself. You know, I've learned. Now I know. Now I'm supposed to live up to. And then a person can stop and look back and say, wait a second, but I didn't. Or I'm not where I would have liked to have been. You guys are at a stage where maybe this is a little bit less potent. But we have to remember, whenever we enter the conversation, and this is why I think one of the most... Okay, we'll get to the song in a minute. Let's not jump the gun. The first step is recognizing the difference between our history and our future. And our history does not have to define our future. The most sinful person in Tanakh, probably, is Yeravam ben Nevat. And I don't know, there's a close tie between him and Menashe. You know, Menashe, the Talmud says, he took every Sefer Torah... That was under his reign. He was king of Israel. Every Sefer Torah, he had the name of God erased and a different idol's name put in. So that anyone who reads the Torah would think an idol created the world, and all the children that learn Torah from the scrolls would find only Sifrei Torah which have idols' names inside. Pretty bad, right? Menashe was so wicked, the Pasuk says, Yerushalayim had streams of blood from the number of people he murdered. Streams, you imagine what that means? Streams, you know, you're talking about not one person murdered, you're talking about whole towns. And Menashe was abducted, taken by the enemy forces, put into a huge vat, like a huge pot, and then they started putting on the fire under him. And they were going to cook him alive, literally. And he's standing there and it's getting hot. So, I don't know if there was liquid. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. I don't remember if it says in the Gemara whether there was liquid inside. So he starts calling the different idols he's worshipped throughout his life. And it's getting hotter and nothing's working. And finally Menashe says, gee, I remember when I was a kid, my dad told me that there's a God above who created the world, who's above all these idols. And he turns to God and he says, God, if you're really there, if you really exist, then help me. And if you don't help me now, you're no different than all the others. And he sends up a heartfelt plea. And it says, all the angels, I don't know about all the angels, angels came storming down to take his request and block it from entering the heavens. They said, such a prayer, such a wicked person, his prayer can't even approach God. And God went under his throne and opened, so to speak, his own pathway and said, I accept it. And saved him. Made a miracle, saved him, brought him back. He was king. And he did tshuva. And it says that when we'll come to the world to come, there will be different rooms. There's a special room just for Gerim. Gerim automatically get into a special room in Shemayim. There's a special level just for them. And there's a special room for people who do tshuva, a special yeshiva for Chozrim b'tshuva. And you know who the Rosh Yeshiva is? Menashe. Menashe is the head of the academy. He did tshuva. The capacity for a person to grow exists when a person is not bound by his past. The day a person decides, I'm too old to change, that's the day he has locked himself into a cell and thrown away the key. Because then he has bound himself to his past. And he has also bound himself to a life of remorse and sadness. Because no one's perfect. The only reason we can be excited about waking up today is because we say, Modeh Ani, thank you Hashem, you've given me another chance. Rabbah Emunatecha, how much faith you put in me? You're giving me another chance. Now, if I lived up to my potential yesterday, then it's not about faith, right? I've done my job. God doesn't have to have faith in me. I did it yesterday. Why shouldn't God give me a chance today? So we start every morning saying, I know I didn't live up to yesterday. And thank you, God, for giving me another chance, because today I'm going to do a better job. Now, the truth is that people can sometimes enter a state where they don't like themselves. Now let's compare two statements. A person says, I hate myself, and a person says, I have to do better. What's the difference between the two? I hate myself focuses on the past. You don't hate yourself for what you're going to do tomorrow, do you? A person who hates himself says, I hate what I've done till today. He's focusing on the past. A person who says, I have to do better, is focusing on the future. Guys, you with me?
Yeah.
A very simple difference. Now, this is one element when it comes to ourselves. But there's more. Remember the song? Nekuda tova, veod nekuda tova. You guys have the translation? Thank you. Go to the third paragraph. A good point and another good point. And soon there will be no wicked. I wanted to start the class, maybe we should do it now, with a questionnaire that you guys should fill out. I'm not going to collect it, I want you to fill it out. I want you to think about the answers. Maybe we should do that. We do that in some of the classes, but it takes too much time. But we should really do that. I'll give out a piece of paper. No one should look at what anyone else writes. This is really personal, and you guys might want to spread out your seats if you want. And I'm not collecting this. This is for you. You could tear it up and throw it out afterwards. But we'll get out a piece of paper, and I recommend you each do write down. Oh, you could write down on the notes I gave you. No, but then you won't want to keep the notes. You want to pass one to him? Pass back some. Does everyone have one? Does anyone else need a piece of paper? Okay. Anyone else need a piece of paper? Want to pass one back to them? Okay. I want to ask you a question which you shouldn't be embarrassed to answer. And if you think about it, ask yourself how long it takes you to answer this question. I have one pen I could lend.
Thanks, Rabbi.
Okay. Very simple question. I didn't ask you yet. I'm waiting for Jonathan. I think every person should maybe do this exercise once or twice a year and ask himself, what good point is there about myself? And if you had to say something good, if God called you up to Shemaim tonight, which He does every night, and said, tell me something good about yourself. I'm not collecting this. After this, you can throw it out. It's not my business. It's your business. Now, before we continue, I want you guys to think for a second. Did you ever think about this question?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Actually, I visited a psychiatrist once. Back in India,
you see, it took a psychiatrist to get this question. Right. Okay, so I want to save you guys the psychiatrist.
Where were you before?
I don't know if guys are ready yet, so we'll wait another minute.
Oh, it's for answer and then again. Oh, okay.
Question number two is, what other good point could you write about yourself?
So
We'll see, right? And now I challenge you to fill in 5 good points.
Including the 2 we already wrote?
However you want.
It's very difficult. It's much easier to ask somebody else to...
That's true. But I have to tell you that I prepared for this class, I think, more than I prepared for any other Binyan HaBayit class we ever had. Hours. And I did this with myself too before I asked you to do it.
It's test and proved.
I don't know if it's proven, but it struck me that I never thought about this before. I'm telling you the truth about myself too. But first, let's realize some good points.
It's easier to think about that.
Right. Right, that's exactly the point. How often we notice the bad, and how focused we are on the bad.
Those questions arise whether these good points are being, because sometimes we do something we have self-interest in.
I'm not talking about doing things. No. I'm talking about good points about who we are. Not good things we did in our past. Good points about who am I. What's good about who I am? Gentlemen, I want you to think. We're going to pause for 2 minutes. We're going to pick up in 2 minutes. Excuse me for 2 minutes. And we'll continue. Sorry.
Heavy round.
Huh? Heavy? Yeah, but this is better heavy than last week's heavy, no? Or you weren't here last week. I was thinking about it, but I don't think it's fair to the guys who are still working on it.